T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Dan Wolkin is with us from the USA Today. And Dan, of course, covers college football, covers college basketball. And obviously with the tournament going on right now, Dan, you're out in Atlanta, right?
I am. It's where I live, actually. So it's a good week.
Oh, that was good
for me to be home and get to have everyone come to me for a change.
I saw your tweet. You said if people just came for the college football playoff and for this tournament, they'd think that Atlanta has the worst weather ever.
Oh, it's freezing, and it was freezing for the college football playoff championship. I mean, yes, we have...
Wait, what's freezing, Dan? What's freezing
cold
for you?
It would have been cold, even for a Clevelander, it would have been cold.
Yeah.
Trust me on that. It look, we get winter here. It's not severe. Typically, you know, you may get a little snow or whatever during the winter, but you can also have some pretty nice days during the winter. But that week of the CFP, it was ridiculously cold. And today is cold. I mean, we're here almost in April, and it's like 40 degrees. So I don't know what's
that's
going
cold on. For Atlanta, that's 40 degrees is cold.
Yeah, that's true. But I'd take 40 degrees.
And
you guys
got some snow down in this year,
did you get
right?
hit by this storm?
No, I don't think there's been any snow here. There was rain.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah,
okay.
it's all the fans coming down here. If you were from Chicago, a Loyola fan or whatever, thinking you were about to get a break in the weather,
yeah,
not so much.
Yeah, I go down to Atlanta, I want it to be 60 degrees. That's what I'm thinking. Like, give me 60 degrees.
Give me at least 60.
Yeah, all right. Anyway, Dan, let's talk about this South region. Let's start there because this is the region, obviously, where UMBC became the first 16 seed to ever win. It has Loyola Chicago making the Cinderella run. And the seeds left in this region are 5, 7, 9, and 11. Is that good for college hoops? Is it bad for the ratings? Are you excited about it? What do you think?
Well, I think it's cuts both ways. Look, everybody loves the first round upsets and the underdogs, the Cinderella stories that break through. But on the other hand, how many people are fired up to watch a Loyola Chicago Nevada Sweet 16 game, which is the first one tomorrow night?
I am, but I think I'm in the minority.
I think you must be a college hoops junkie.
I'm not, to be honest.
Dan,
he loves
the upset. So
I love upsets.
You're rooting for Loyola Chicago.
I was a massive, growing up in New York, I was a massive college basketball fan. St. John's is, you know, late 70s into the 80s. And my interest in college basketball, to be honest, has gone downhill in recent years. But I love upsets, and they get me more interested. So when UMBC won, it totally piqued my interest even more than I was in the tourney. And now I'm rooting for Loyola Chicago to make a run. But I agree, I'm in the minority there.
Well, and Loyola Chicago's got the fun thing with Sister Jean and all that. There's a nice little storyline attached there. But make no mistake, if this game was, let's just say, Texas-Tennessee – the ratings would be much better.
No doubt.
Have a lot more people in it.
No doubt. 100%. So is Kentucky coming out of that region?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, look, they're not an infallible team, and you look at their numbers offensively, defensively, they're, you know, about the 20th best team in the country this year. That's about what they've been. But that said, you put that kind of talent, and now they've got some confidence, and they've played well lately. You give them a Kansas State team that is not very good. With all due respect to Kansas State, they were very fortunate to beat UMBC the other day because they're just a very average basketball team who has trouble scoring. And I think Kentucky will win this game easily. I think the next game, if they play either Nevada or Loyola Chicago, will be more interesting because, you know, you look at the numbers. Both of those teams are high-level offensive teams. They can really score the ball, and maybe that gives Kentucky a little bit of trouble, and they're younger guys on defense. But it's hard to imagine Kentucky losing to a mid-major with a Final Four berth on the line. Those kids that they recruit there are just not built that way.
Yeah, I mean, you think about this. Kentucky, at one point, early in the year, they were number one, right? Number one team in the country, and of course, got hot towards the end of the year. You wrote your article, went up an hour ago on USA Today, about, you know, Calipari doesn't like to hear what you're writing about him, saying it's an easy road to the Final Four because he likes to play these mind games. But, man, it sure looks like Kentucky's hot at the right time.
Well, I mean, Kentucky is ranked highly every year. I don't remember if they were number one or not.
They're up there.
I don't think they were number one, okay. but they always get ranked highly because every year he brings in, if not the best recruiting class, because Duke's been kind of out recruiting Kentucky lately, but he brings in a top two or three class every year and a bunch of guys who are going to be one and done. And, you know, I think now, unless you've got an Anthony Davis level player, and Kentucky does not have that, then there's going to be ups and downs on your team. And even as good as these guys are, it was going to take them some time to adjust to the college game. And so they were a fairly, you know, they fell out of the top 25 at multiple points in the year. They've just been okay, but they won the SEC tournament. They blew through that. And, you know, Calipari's a good coach, despite what some people think, and he gets them to play well at the end of the year. And I think it's hard to compare them to what they were 2 months ago because that 2 months of experience and practice makes all the world of difference for them.
Dan Wolkin of USA Today is with us. Dan, Villanova's obviously lost four games all year. Somehow they lost to St. John's. I'll never figure that one out. But they're playing West Virginia, obviously. They got to be the favorites to win it all, don't they, at this point?
I would consider them that way because you look at their performance and the consistency of it. You know, they may not be as good or as talented as Duke when Duke plays its best game. But the thing about Villanova is they bring it every time. You know, and Duke doesn't necessarily bring it every time because they're younger and a little more inconsistent. And this Villanova team, you know, they had a couple losses mid-year. They weren't totally healthy for some of those. Phil Booth was out, and they had to change their lineup around a little bit. But they're awfully good, and they've got versatile players with skill and toughness. And you watch them in that second half against Alabama and how they totally dominated that half. It was very, very impressive. And I think, you know, if they continue to play at the level that they have in this tournament, I think the only team that probably can beat them is Duke.
Interesting. Dan Wolkin, USA Today, is our guest, talking a little college hoops. March Madness gets underway again tomorrow night. Hey, a couple of Big Ten teams left in it, Purdue and Michigan. I had Michigan going to the championship game, of course, losing to Michigan State, so I'm an idiot because Michigan State's out. I have Purdue in the Final Four, too. But they, you know, they had that injury, of course, which was a big loss for them. What do you think about the Big Ten making a little run here?
Yeah, well, Michigan, frankly, is lucky to be there.
Yeah.
You know, they got outplayed by Houston.
Yep.
They flat out got outplayed, and you know the kid for Houston misses two free throws that would have sealed the game, and then Michigan gets the half court shot, and here they are in the Sweet 16. I actually think they'll probably play a little bit better this week than they did last week. It's hard to know how much rust was a factor with them because of the Big Ten having the tournament early and all the time they were off that may have impacted them. And I think they'll probably be a little tighter till tighten the screws a little bit this week and get them at a little higher level. Having said that, I think, you know, they're facing a big challenge, huge challenge with Texas A&M in this round. Texas A&M's got the goods. Now, they didn't play like it all year long, and they had their own issues with suspensions and injuries and all those various things. However, they've got big-time players, and they looked good against North Carolina, so I wouldn't count out Michigan, the possibility they might lose this one. And then, you know, and then you look at Purdue, and I think they're up against it against Texas Tech, just with the injury situation. And Texas Tech's a fun team. Probably haven't watched them that much. Most people haven't, unless you really follow the Big 12, but
right.
I like them a lot.
Hey, Dan, you know, I know everybody's just talking about the games right now, but we have you on, so I wanted to get your thoughts on this because, you know, you said before that Duke's been out recruiting Kentucky, and with all the scandal that's hit college basketball this year, and we haven't seen the fallout from it yet and what's going to happen, but with all the teams involved in this, with the agent and all this, I'm to the point where I just kind of like assume that most, if not all, of the big programs, to one degree or another, are doing something dirty. Not that I think these things should be illegal. I don't, but whatever. Is that unfair?
Well, I think you have to certainly view college basketball with a healthy degree of skepticism and how a lot of it is run. And, you know, a lot of what was in the FBI indictments, really, in the parlance of college basketball, just used to be you know, quote, getting things done. You know, those sort of leveraging those shoe company deals and whatnot. That was just how things got done. And yet you see now in the public view how integral it is to the operation of the sport. So that's a huge eye-opener for a lot of people, probably. But within the college basketball community and those who follow it closely, I don't think it was all that surprising. Having said that, it now appears that this has spooked the NCAA into trying to figure out how they can change the rules to address this. And I think the next big interesting thing is what they come up with probably in April. That'll be the next big marker for, you know, for how the sport gets reformed.
Hey, Dan, I have a question about Syracuse for a minute. Why does everyone act like this zone defense is something that's like new and they've never seen before? Every time I watch a game, everyone wants to talk about the Boeheim zone defense. Like, he'd been doing it forever.
Yeah.
It's not new.
For sure. Yeah. It's definitely not new. But you know what? I think part of it is that his system is a little bit unique and it takes a lot of coordination to play it. There are teams who play zone, but not as their 100% all the time defense, and Syracuse does it so often that they're so good at it that it's hard to find holes in unless you're making some shots.
Yeah.
And you know, also they recruit to it by, you know, putting those really long, lanky guys out on the wings, and you put your arms out, and they cover a lot of ground. So that's a huge part of it too, is their personnel. And then you know it's not just as simple as can you make shots. It's can you make shots for 40 minutes, and that's what Boeheim's banked his whole career on, and it's worked pretty well for him.
Hey Dan, there's a report that the Loyola Chicago bus got lost on the way to the arena today for practice. That their escort abandoned them and they couldn't find it.
You're joking, right?
I'm deadly serious, Dan. What is going on in Atlanta? What happened? Why are people trying to screw over Illinois Chicago?
I think they apparently didn't get their police escort for whatever reason. I actually asked the Nevada athletic director if that was a problem with them, and he said no. He said, in fact, they had probably the most aggressive police escort he's ever seen. So this must have just been some oversight, totally accidental. So the bus apparently leaves their hotel, and I don't know exactly where they're staying, but I think it's down. I think they're staying in downtown Atlanta, so it couldn't have been more than, you know, 3/4 of a mile from the arena. So they get in the bus for this short bus ride, and if you've ever been to Phillips Arena, it's like sort of sits on top of this gulch, and so that's where all the entrances are for like the players and stuff, and it's kind of hard sometimes to find where it is. It's like really dark and confusing, but you'd think that the person they hired to drive one of these teams, like to get to the arena, they'd have, you know, made sure that they knew where they were going, but apparently that didn't happen.
Yeah.
So the coach, Porter Moser, was pretty hot about it.
All right, I know before you said you thought Duke was the only team that could beat Villanova. In the end, who do you think wins it all?
I think Villanova. I really do. I think Jay Wright gets a second title in the last 3 years, and this is just, you know, it's a good group. It's the one team you can count on. You can count on them showing up every night. And I think that gives them a lot of confidence to play the way they want to play.
Dan, we appreciate it, man. Thanks for the time. Enjoy the games.
You got it. Thanks, guys.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.